This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's midnight on the East Coast, 9 p.m. in Nevada, where doors are now closed at 141 caucus sites across the Silver State. That means Fox News can now project that businessman Donald Trump will win Nevada's Republican presidential caucuses based on Fox entrance polls. Florida Senator Marco Rubio appears to be ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz in the battle for second place, although it's too early to know for sure. Far behind are Ohio Governor John Kasich and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson.
This is the third win in a row for Donald Trump, who earlier this month won South Carolina and New Hampshire after placing second in Iowa. So Trump's 3 out of 4 winning streak gives him significant momentum as he heads into Super Tuesday next week, which is the biggest prize of this campaign so far.
And you can see the cheering at Trump headquarters there in Las Vegas. Let's bring back our panel here in New York City. Steve Hayes, Kirsten Powers, Juan Williams, and Dana Perino. Hard to overstate how significant this is, 3 in a row.
Now, Trump by a mile, big tailwind behind his back. And also on the question of his ceiling, it could be that the more you win, then the more you can raise your own ceiling. And I think it's what you'll hear from the Rubio camp, I think, is that they're going to try to get this to a 2-person race. And that is quite a remarkable story, since after New Hampshire, Marco Rubio was almost declared dead on arrival, like he was not going to go anywhere. He came back to get second in South Carolina, second tonight. That's big for them. And so going into Super Tuesday, you have Trump and Rubio.
You know, talk about Marco Rubio for a minute here, Juan, because Rich Lowry just tweeted out, I bet the Rubio campaign or the other campaigns are wishing they had thought of Trump's 2-1-1-1 strategy. I mean, originally Rubio was said to have had a 3-2-1 strategy. 2-1-1-1 is pretty good.
Much better. Right. Highly recommend.
If you're, right? I mean, he's, you tell me, is there any stopping him now?
I don't see it. You know, everybody's looking for strategies early in the evening. I said people who decided late seem to go toward Rubio. But what strikes me is that Donald Trump tonight has won across all lines. So if you look at people who are self-defined as evangelicals, Donald Trump wins. People who identify as strong conservative, Donald Trump wins. Even people who identify as moderate conservatives, Donald Trump wins. So exactly, you know, what's the hope here? I don't know. You talk about the 2-1-1-3-1-2 strategy. Marco Rubio's got to win somewhere, right?
There needs to be a one.
You need a one. You're good at this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, being number two all the time doesn't quite work, and especially when you're accumulating delegates. Well, guys, it's Bill Martinez and Scott and Shane. We're with you. Good morning, America. Trump does it 3 in a row here. A hat trick, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. And you know, we kind of talked a little bit before we started the show today, and you had mentioned, you know, it kind of seems like almost like Rubio and Cruz are going to have to figure something out here to kind of pool their efforts, maybe to not cancel each other out and kind of put up a real fight here, you know.
Well, and it's a tough deal because you've got Rubio, who has become the establishment guy. The establishment money is on Rubio. Cruz is still an outlier. And, you know, but yet, as you can look at the numbers, they're canceling one another.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, Trump is scoring with evangelical. I got to tell you, that is a surprise to me.
Me too.
What do you think they can do at this point?
Well, I think one of them has to decide. I mean, this is tough. One of them has to decide that maybe not now, down the road.
Right.
And I think if it's going to be anybody, it's going to be a tough call for Ted Cruz. And I understand he's got a lot of people backing him, but, you know, it's like you got to figure out what you're going to do.
Yep.
Otherwise, you risk what you're doing and maybe hoping for is that you turn this into a brokered convention, that it's settled in Cleveland come July. Do you want to, you know, can you risk that? Is that really viable? But it seems like Donald Trump has a lot a lot of wind at his back right now, and he's going downhill and collecting delegates. So we'll have to see how this plays out. Good morning, America. It's 14. Make it 14. It looks like four. Make it 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
What's back with you, America? Bill Martinez here, and Chris Mitchell joins us. And actually, for the first time, right across the table in studio.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, of course, it takes NRB Nashville to get all the cats together, and here we are, face to face. I like the way you did that. Chris, of course, serves as the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News in Jerusalem, author of the new book, ISIS, Iran, and Israel. This is hot off the press.
I can still feel it.
It's still a little warm here.
We finished it 2 weeks ago, and we got it printed last week.
Well, so this is what it's all about, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
I mean, this is really the target.
Yeah.
ISIS, Iran, Israel.
Well, I think this is what everybody's talking about, and that's why I wrote the book, so people could help understand what's happening in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think when people see news reports from the Middle East, they just kind of becomes a blur, but we've been able to be there in Jerusalem for about almost 16 years now, and just came back a few months ago from Kurdistan. We had a chance to meet with the Kurdish military, be on the front lines from ISIS about 500 meters away, and be with Christians that have been persecuted, Yazidis that have been, for example, we talked to a 19-year-old girl who was a sex slave for ISIS, a 14-year-old boy who was being trained as a jihadist. Miraculously, they both escaped, but we had the opportunity to sit down with them, and so that's part of the reason for the book, to help people understand what's happening and help hear the stories of what's coming out of the Middle East right now.
Yeah, there's so much in the West that we don't understand, Chris. I just got back from Israel myself last month, and it was astounding. It was my first visit to Israel, believe it or not. Because every time previously I was supposed to go, you know, all hell's breaking loose, and family goes, I don't think this is a good time. Even now, I mean, because the week before, the State Department issued alert saying nobody going to Bethlehem.
Yeah,
they shut down Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And even a day before, another notice went out, and then the day we were leaving, a single mom with four children.
That's right. It was tragic.
But we don't understand the ancient hatred that exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. I don't see how we can turn it around short of an absolute miracle from God himself.
Right.
Because the indoctrination of the people, just as you say, has been such that it's about death. It's not about life.
Mm-hmm. In fact, so that's exactly what the Kurdish general told me. He said, we love life and they love death. And so that's the kind of battle we're facing. It's a battle of life against death. It's a battle against light against darkness, and a battle against tyranny against freedom.
Yeah, and as you say, there's so much that we do not understand about ISIS, Chris. Mm-hmm. You're there. I mean, you're on the front line, and you're witnessing, you know, what's going on. I mean, this battle between light and darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can see that when we sat down with this 19-year-old Yazidi girl, the 14-year-old Yazidi boy, and they were telling us that the agenda of ISIS is a global agenda. It's not just Syria and Iraq. They eventually want to take over that part of the world, but they want to go to Europe, and they want to come to the United States. And people need to realize that they see the United States as the great Satan.
Mm-hmm.
They see Israel as the little Satan, but we are the big position, the big country that they really want to take over.
Well, we're the big prize. If our domino goes down, I mean, hey, Katie, bar the door. It's wide open for them, right?
Exactly. And so we're a bulwark against their agenda to take over the world. And it's not only ISIS. You know, know, ISIS has a global agenda, but also Iran has a global agenda as well. And they're competing agendas. One is Sunni and one is Shiite, different brands of and parts of Islam. But they both have one goal, is really prepare the way for their Islamic Messiah, something we talk about here in the book about apocalyptic Islam.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's almost like the game of Survivor. I mean, right now they can coexist, but they know at the end, after everything's all said and done, one of them is going to get their way.
Exactly.
In their own their own philosophy.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And that's part of the battlefield right now in Syria, is that you know, the Sunnis are fighting against the Assad regime, which is allied with Iran. And so we're seeing this Game of Thrones. It's almost like a Middle East Game of Thrones being played out in real time. It's a reality show right now.
Well, yeah. And Chris, I was always taught and understood that you had this divide going on, this clear divide, like the Hatfields and the McCoys, you know, with the Sunni and Shia. But in some cases, some are trying to tell me that they'll get along, but it's only a temporary condition.
I think it would be a temporary thing. And the other thing, Bill, I think is really people need to know that Christians are really in the crossfire, whether it's Sunni or Shiite Islam. And we had the opportunity to sit down with many Christians who had, they lost almost everything. They were given four choices. The first choice, they could leave their homes they had lived in for years, but if they wanted to stay, they could pay what's called a jizya tax, something probably they couldn't afford, or they could deny their faith, convert to Islam. Fourth choice they had was to die. So we had the opportunity to sit down and talk to many of these people, and really it's gut-wrenching what they're going through. And I really think that's the message for many Christians here in the West, to understand what's happening to their brothers and sisters, how they can pray for them, and how they can support them.
The thing that profoundly struck me, Chris, was they see they're faced with two scenarios. Number one, are you willing to suffer for Christ? Are you willing to die for Christ?
Right.
I mean, when you hear from their hearts and you see the suffering that they've gone through, and you understand, you begin to understand. Right. I don't know that we can fully understand here in the West, because we get a hangnail and we complain. I mean, for them, it's life and death and the change of life and everything that they must go through. And for them to be faced with those two questions, am I willing to suffer? Am I willing to die?
Yeah.
Very profound.
Yeah, very profound. And we talked to many of them, and, you know, talked to them face to face. And the ones we talked to said, how could they deny the Lord? What could they do? And so this is something I wonder myself, you know, how I would face that. And
exactly.
There's a powerful story that we were told about 10 Christian leaders in Damascus. They all got together and they said, let's pray and fast for a week to see if we should leave the city because it's getting so dangerous. A week later, they all came together. It wasn't just 10, it was 25. And they came back. They all decided to a person they would stay because they felt like the Lord had called them there. First thing they did, Bill, was to take an offering. And the offering was to buy a parcel of land. And the parcel of land was going to be a cemetery so they could bury each other, because they felt like, but their choosing of to stay there for the sake of the gospel meant they would have to sacrifice their lives.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if we've been in such an anti-Semitic environment, particularly here in the United States, almost ever, but much less around the world because of what's gone on in the Middle East and ISIS. I mean, targets are bearing down. We're not surprised. The Bible says that's going to be the case.
Right.
But we're starting to see that more and more. And you just say, okay, where are we right now in terms of end time prophecy?
Exactly. And one of those things that unfolding right now is that the anti-Semitism may be bad here, but it's much worse in Europe right now, particularly in France. And we see many, many French Jews coming and making Aliyah, this word that means immigration, into Israel. And that's sort of a prophetic unfolding. We were talking with Nathan Sharansky, the head of the Jewish Agency, just a little while ago at the end of last year, where they had this contingent of French Jews. And he was saying, and I agree, and I'm sure you do, this is part of prophecy unfolding, with Jews coming from all over the world, coming back to their homeland, the biblical land of Judea, Samaria.
Yeah, outstanding. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. Chris, where can people go and get their hands on your book?
They can get it at Amazon.com. It's up there now, and you have one in your hand, and so that's where they can find it.
All the usual places, and by all means, you want to check it out. It'll be linked on our website. Chris Mitchell, the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News. Chris, we wish you safe travels.
Thank you
so much for keeping us up to date. It's always good to have you here. His latest book titled ISIS, Iran, and Israel, What You Need to Know About the Current Mideast Crisis and the Coming Mideast War. It is coming.
It is coming, exactly. And that's what we talk about in the book. The way the scenario is looking right now, it looks like what's happening right now is going to get even worse.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, ladies, that's why we should be praying for the peace of Jerusalem and praying for what's coming.
Amen. Nonstop, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Mitchell with us on Bill Martinez Live.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city could rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where else he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's exactly the address where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, let's get involved in the conversation. Let me know your thoughts, your ideas, your solutions to the situation that we're facing here today across this great country of ours. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, let me tell you what the scenario is. Data is a big deal, as if you didn't know already. And as this year's RSA conference approaches, the question of where the safest place to store all of it is in top of mind, as you can imagine. Moving away from the traditional on-premise file storage, the cloud is becoming more and more important. Jonathan Levine, Chief Technology Officer at Intermedia, is with us right now. Jonathan, how you doing?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, good to have you with us to talk about data. I mean, that happens to be top of mind, not only where it is and how it's kept and how we maintain privacy. So it's definitely top of mind these days, isn't it?
It certainly is, and data's in the news with Apple encrypting the iPhone, and last week with a big hospital in L.A. Being attacked and having their IT system shut down by crypto ransomware. This is something that I've been thinking about for my whole career, but I think everybody should be thinking about it.
Yeah, it is that diabolical side. You always get the yin and the yang with something. You know, there's always good benefit, but there's potential downside that we're talking about, you know, potentially here. And I know what happened with that hospital. That was just disastrous. I mean, you know, $17,000 they had to pay in ransom, but they really had no choice.
They didn't. Without a backup, without a capability to restore to before the files were encrypted, what law enforcement is telling us is that we're going to have to pay.
Yes, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because what can you do, right? It's really, it's just unfortunate, but that is the nature of the 21st century we live in today. I want to talk to you about scalability. One of the hardest challenges facing enterprises is how to cope with the peaks and valleys of demand. Explain to our audience scalability.
Well, Bill, I think you covered it pretty well. It's the peaks and valleys of demand. So if you think about a retail store, you might need to hire extra people around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And similarly, when you have more people using your systems during the day, you need more capability than you do at night when people are out of the office. Or, you know, if you're an accounting department, you probably need more capability at the beginning of the month when you're trying to close the previous month, or at the end of the pay period when you're trying to run payroll, than you do at other times.
Well,
and the business that the cloud providers are in is to have enough extra capacity around to make sure that we can handle those peaks and valleys for everybody.
Well, speaking of the cloud, I know people are still trying to get their brain around it. I mean, it's comical to hear some people talk about it. Maybe you can give us an academic lesson as to what the cloud is and what it isn't.
Well, the cloud is really a collection of computers that are connected over the Internet. And I think you could think about, you know, electricity 150 years ago. And 150 years ago, when you needed electricity, you built a power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you walk around my hometown in New York City, you can still see buildings that used to be generating power for the subway. But after a number of years, we realized that it wasn't efficient to have lots and lots of private generators. And what we did was we built the grid, the power grid. We built huge generating stations to distribute power and to share power for everybody. And these days, cloud providers like Intermedia are doing the same thing. We're building large data centers, large buildings that have lots of computers in them that can provide compute and storage capability when our customers need them.
Right. And, of course, this comes in handy, in case in point, like we were talking about that hospital in Los Angeles recently, in backing up their data, because, I mean, that's something we all need to do. You know, sometimes we just take it for granted that we turn the machine on, everything's there, it's wonderful, until that day it's not.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, we've always been told to back up because computers are physical machines. They're vulnerable to physical damage. They're vulnerable to natural disasters. They're vulnerable to fires. But now we have this new vulnerability of crypto. crypto ransomware, it's becoming increasingly critical to keep that data backed up.
Now, we saw what happened in L.A. Again, we keep bringing that up only because it hit the headlines. People are more aware of it. But this is starting to become a little bit more common than we'd like. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, we're hearing that just one strain of crypto ransomware is infecting 90,000 computers a day.
Well, that's incredible. Well, when you have that kind of impact, you know, companies need to be on notice to make sure they do have a backup plan, but yet there are many that do not. You know, why is it?
Well, I think, you know, your dentist might ask you why you don't floss your teeth. It's because there's a separation between the preparation that you need to do to be prepared for the disaster and the disaster itself. And people have other things to do. They don't like to think about it.
Well, if data has not been backed up, I know that you know, see things on TV that people are able to go within the, you know, deep confines of this hardware and the combination of the cloud and be able to retrieve the software. What is the real likelihood of the retrieval of data these days?
If it's physical damage, there are specialists that can sometimes, and I stress sometimes, get into the hard drive and retrieve it. If it's crypto ransomware, the files are encrypted with military-grade encryption, and you're not going to be able to crack that encryption during your lifetime.
Wow. That's incredible. So then you're really struck. So what other options do we have?
Well, I think the best option is using a backup service or backup tool that can provide point-in-time recovery. And what I mean by point-in-time recovery is, at some point, you know that your files weren't encrypted, and at another point, you know that they were. So you roll back your files to the version before the attack happened, and you can recover the data in its unencrypted form.
Now, Jonathan, are there certain platforms that are more vulnerable to this attack? I mean, for example, you know, Mac seems to be pretty good with their security software as opposed to a PC. Are all you know, all computers vulnerable because of the nature of our technology today?
I think all computers are vulnerable. The issue is that the hackers are going for the popular computers because, you know, when they write software, they want to be able to write as few different versions of the software as they can, and they can get to more computers by writing for Windows than by writing for Mac. But as the Mac becomes more popular, we're seeing Macs targeted more and more.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're at the RSA conference, right?
Next week, that's right.
Oh, next week the RSA conference is coming up. Okay, tell our audience what the RSA conference is all about and you know, what you're going to be talking about.
Well, RSA is the biggest international security conference in the world. It's where companies like ours and security specialists and government and law enforcement officials get together and talk about all of the threats to technology and how do we mitigate them.
Well, it should be quite interesting, you know, with the discussions that are going on, especially with what's been happening in our headlines lately. Now, where can listeners go for more information, Jonathan?
We'd love you to come to our website. That's Intermedia, Intermedia.net.
Well, Jonathan Levine is the Chief Technology Officer for Intermedia. Now, again, keep in mind, though there have been large improvements in cloud storage, data loss is one of the largest threats that organizations face. 66% of organizations that have lost cloud-based data have experienced failed recovery. Even if it is recovered, it can take up to 3 days. Imagine what that would do to your business and the effect it could have on it. Jonathan, again, remind everybody of your website.
Intermedia.net.
Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us. Jonathan Levine, Chief Technology Officer for Intermedia. Thank you, Jonathan. Take care.
This report is brought to you by RB. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Let me tell you, we're not only online, we're on your smartphone, we're all around the world via the shortwave, 270 markets across the United States, one of the fastest growing syndicated radio shows across the country, and we thank you for being a part of it because we're committed to getting this country back on track, and along the way we're going to have some fun. I hope that's okay with you. And speaking of fun, we've got the professor of fun himself with us right now. Just a great story when I first read about Dr. Emmett C. Tom Thompson II. He has just, you know, discovered life in his latter years and probably says, gosh, if I'd have known then what I know now, I'd even have more fun. But like I said, he's the professor of fun. Tom Thompson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. It is great being here.
Hey, what a great story. Tom's story is a story of overcoming life's obstacles to inspire you to kickstart your future. Now, let me tell you what this guy does. You know, now you were doing a health club facility, health fitness facility, right?
Correct.
Okay, and you had a good friend, mm-hmm. and he's a kicker. He was a kicker at Texas.
Correct.
Right? And you know, all of a sudden you get this hair that maybe I can go back to college and I could be a kicker.
Well, right? That's in essence what happened. If you recall back in 2007, there was a gentleman by the name of Mike Flynn, who is Flint, who's a local folk hero here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. He, at the age of 59, went back to college and played his senior year. And so while I was reading about that, that's how I actually got the idea. Well, what if I decide to go back to school and make a football team as a kicker, with a book premise that I was going to do, that if you maintain fitness throughout your life, when you get older, you can do that sort of thing.
So here we are. I mean, of all things you could have done, you know, we're going to go on the football field with all these young kids, and you're going, hey, don't hit me, man. I'm your granddad.
Well, that's true. That was always very much in the back of my mind. But at the same time, once I got there at Austin College, it was very easy to become a part of the culture. They quickly gave me a nickname, which was not disparaging to my age. And, in fact, when
it wasn't like they called you Gramps or something right?
No, or Old Fogey or any of that. Yeah. And on the other side of it, though, the coaching staff, they were not going to cut me any slack at all. They, the head coach was old school, and he didn't want any circus atmosphere around it or anything. So I actually had to do everything they did, and which added to my relationship with them.
Yeah, you're doing the burpees, the sprints, all the stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like
lifting
everybody
the weights
else.
And running after practice and everything.
Well, good fun. Now, so here you are. You're on the team. The guys have demonstrated that you're part of them because they give you a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
They give you the secret handshake, the decoder ring, everything else. So you're in.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and your age at this point is?
I was 60 when I got there and 61 when I kicked.
Wow.
The NCAA had actually required that I take a year to fulfill a transfer clause. Because, see, I had three...
I mean, it's 60, ladies and gentlemen. He's got to fulfill a transfer clause. Don't you love the bureaucracy?
And but that was good, too, because it gave me a chance to develop the relationship with students there, and they knew me, and it really was all good.
Now, were you teaching at the same time at this point?
I wasn't. I had taken a sabbatical from where I had been teaching in order to go do this, because I knew it was going to be a couple of years, because it was a book journey.
Right. Well, so everybody knew that you were, you know, this was part of a story, and so in a way you're like what was his name, Plimpton?
George Plimpton,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're there and everybody's all in, they're supporting you.
Yes.
And now comes the time for you, NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not talking anything insignificant here. NCAA, 60 years old. Well, you're 61 now, right?
Well, I was 61 when I kicked.
Okay. 61, this is the Rudy moment. You're on the field, right?
I'm on the field.
Yeah.
And we were against our biggest rival, which was...
On top of this.
Oh, yeah. And
no pressure.
And I was brought in to tie the score. It wasn't a mercy kick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it was... there was a lot of pressure, but it was so interesting for me because the moment it all kind of started... if you remember the opening scene in Saving Private Ryan, when they're rushing the beach, it goes to white noise. And I couldn't hear anything, really. All I could kind of see was the colors. I was really locked in on what I was going to do.
Yeah. Well, as a kicker, and as we understand, kickers are a unique breed, is what a lot of football players will say, everybody. They're in they got their own psychological covering, and like you say, they get lost in the white noise in order to stay focused, because you can't take that for granted. Now, this was a point after, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a point after, and if not, and to tie the game against your greatest rival, the coach calls you in. So what are you thinking when he says this?
Actually, the minute my foot touched the field, I wasn't thinking.
Okay.
And that's what I actually tell. I'm still, like I mentioned to you earlier, I still coach kickers at the school, and I let them know you do all your thinking on the sideline.
Right.
Once you get out there, don't think, just kick.
Yeah, a lot of bridegrooms do that, too. You know? I just want you to say. Did I say that? I didn't mean it. Okay. But, yeah, because once you're there, you're committed. There's no turning back.
That's right.
Now, did they try to ice you at all?
Yes, in a way.
Those dogs. I mean, hey, they're rivals. I mean, come on, 61 years old. He's out there. It's for a book, and you try to ice him. Give me a break.
The most pressure that was going to come against me was going to be from my right side, and the player was the son of one of my daughter's teachers in high school.
Oh, wow.
So he wanted more than anything.
Oh, I bet.
To block that kick, and he came within inches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, and that's the thing that happens with care. Everything is, it's inches, it's seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how close. You see these guys flying by, the whole deal. So he didn't even try to, you know, go and tackle you or anything like that.
No, he didn't care about hurting me. He cared more about me not making that kick.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. You know? So 61 years old, mm-hmm. You are, I guess for all intents and purposes, you set a record. You're the oldest person ever to score a point in the NCAA football game.
That's correct.
Wow. And all this now for this book, Kickstart,
mm-hmm.
And you've gone through this. I mean, in terms of, you know, we're an aging generation. We're mm-hmm. living older. You know, in the words of Yogi Berra, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd take better care of myself. And you kind of heeded that call. And you're saying, hey, look, I don't want to be a debilitation. I don't want to be a drag on everybody. And, you know, given the choice, if I take better care of myself, hey, I'm going to have a better life down the road. There's no reason, you know, to stick your feet up on the desk and just, you know, wilt away, right?
That's true. And the thing, too, I think, is we don't have to be compulsive about trying to do that. It really needs to become lifestyle to the point that if you don't get a workout one day, well, okay, you'll get it the next. You'll always figure out a way to do something. And certainly, if we get into dieting and things, honestly, that's bondage. You mm-hmm. want to, God wants us to enjoy the food we eat. We just need to eat somewhat smart.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, like if 70-80% of the time we eat right, that we can still have our brownies and our ice cream and our pizza, but just not every day.
Exactly. Right. So, right. And then in terms of the exercise itself, my dad, who passed away 11 years ago, you know, I used to encourage him, and he had gone through a quadruple bypass. Mm. And but I said, Dad, you just got to get up and get the blood circulating.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to go out and run a marathon or anything like that.
That's true.
And he was an athlete all his life. I mean, we were raised, we were an athletic family. And so I know that it was a little bit of a challenge for him, but it was just like, Pop, you know, all you got to do is just get the blood circulating, right? So this, to your point, you know, with moderation, you know, we're not going to go out there. We're not doing the Olympics here.
Well, that's true. And then the other thing I would mention with athletic people, it is in many ways harder for them to get into a fitness protocol because they associate their exercise with the sport they did in high school or college.
Exactly.
And they will generally drop off quickly in terms of doing that sort of thing because they've got to feel like they are dragging a leg.
Well, we want to do it with wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, and a good start would be inspiration is Tom Thompson's new book, Kickstart. Okay, we're going to kickstart your future. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you. Appreciate
it.
Congratulations.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go? You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
How to get you into my life.
Quitty America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Coming to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern on over 270 markets across these United States and around the world on shortwave now. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, we got through the weekend with Scalia's funeral, and how poignant. You're just watching, somebody as iconic as Justice Scalia being laid to rest. His family involved, his son, of course, the main celebrant at the funeral. It was really special. Disappointingly, I got to say this up front, I was very disappointed, regardless of whatever excuse our president needed to use. It just demonstrates, again, his lack of leadership. What he could have done by showing up for both sides. I mean, even Cruz gets off the campaign trail to show up and be at the funeral. Why couldn't the president? It bewilders me.
Well,
and I'm sure if somebody sees him with a golf club or something, then it's going to really be a problem.
This man, this juvenile person, carries a grudge, and he is the most divisive president in history, and yet he makes these statements how he wants to unite the country. And he had, as you said, an opportunity, but instead he did a historical move, because there's never been a president who didn't show up for the funeral of a Supreme Court justice. And this isn't an ordinary Supreme Court justice. He was the de facto chief justice of the, right side mm-hmm. of the Supreme Court. And I mean right in both meanings of the word.
Yeah.
But, it didn't matter, because when you, as you mentioned, his son, this priest who has his face, who has his voice and demeanor and this incredible powerful, joyful spirit. Even in essence, you know, he did this switch routine where he said, "We're here to honor a man who was loved by some and hated by others, who made controversial statements." And, of course, you thought he was talking about his father, and he ended up talking about Christ.
Yes.
And right. Then discussing how his father was devoted to Christ, and that it was almost like an apologetic for Christianity at the same time as it was a homily at a funeral. So it was a perfect send-off for Justice Scalia, and it didn't matter that the petulant schoolboy president didn't show up. And I think he hurt himself. He didn't, you know, he sent a strong message, and he didn't attend the funeral of Margaret Thatcher, but he attended the funeral of Robert KKK Byrd. He attended a funeral of one of the controversial victims of a police shooting, and he gives eulogies at these funerals. So
yeah,
for him
exactly.
not to show up sent a very strong message. And,
well, his one tweet went out, James, said that, dare they say that if the Chief Justice would have been Muslim, would he have managed to be there?
Yeah. Really?
I mean, it's really cynical, and I'm sorry that that even has to come up in the conversation, but that's what people are saying out there.
Of course. Very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
And it's predictable, and he doesn't care. He
exactly.
obviously doesn't care, which is, you know, I mean, you'll notice that Justice Alito has never shown up for the State of the Union address again since the one where the president took the unprecedented move of dissing the judicial branch of the United States, the highest court in land. I mean, it's just very, very unbecoming, low class, and very non-presidential.
Well, it's very political, and the Supreme Court has become against the Founding Fathers' desire a conflict here in terms of becoming political. The Founding Fathers never expected, you know, for the Supreme Court to be political. And the other thing, to your point, James, in terms of the influence that Justice Scalia had, and you might even say more so than Justice Roberts, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, the controversial decision involving Obamacare, it's very clear when you read Scalia's dissent that it was written as a majority opinion. It's coherent, it's brilliant, and, of course, he added some of his usual biting commentary about the majority opinion written by Justice Roberts, which was incoherent, made absolutely no sense, and was highly political. And he didn't, as Scalia would often tell us in speeches, when justices try to do what their supposed gut tells them, they're not doing their job.
Exactly.
They're supposed to apply law. And that was Scalia's number one approach. Apply it. If there's any ambiguity, originalists like Scalia would look to the authors of the particular law, which is what you're supposed to do. If you don't, as Scalia's often pointed out, you have total chaos and justices become little despots. And they create law at whim, and they violate the separation of powers and the first clause of the Constitution, which says, "All legislative power herein granted shall be vested in the Congress."
Yes, not exactly.
The judicial branch. And so, yeah, he was the best spokesperson in the history of the United States for what a justice's job is. And he used that kind of language. "That's not my job."
Exactly. Well, and there is grand confusion, no doubt, on the Beltway, and especially, as your column points out, we have the Secretary of State going to Hollywood seeking advice on how to fight ISIS. I mean, what do they think? We're creating a movie here?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the big issues in the campaign. In some polls, it now is the number one issue, is when the public looks at these videos of innocent people being beheaded, people being burned alive, things that we've never seen before in modern era. And we have our Secretary of State, who has such little credibility in the world and domestically, going out and meeting with this But here's the weird part. Okay, who does he meet with? Well, of course, former Senator Chris Dodd, Democrat, who's now, you know, the chairman of the Motion Picture Association of America, the chief lobbyist of Hollywood, a total political animal, and then meeting with all these executives from the major studios, people who've never held a camera, written a word of a script, who don't know anything about the creative side, on how to battle ISIS, ostensibly in the communication and storytelling department. Meanwhile, in Hollywood, there are the best storytellers in the world, but Kerry didn't meet with any of them. But the people he met with, the vast majority of them, guess what, are big donors to the Democrat Party. So we know that was discussed. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the chief lobbyist. You know, there's a study at the University of Chicago that shows that some of these ISIS recruiting videos do steal from Hollywood. As a matter of fact, they follow a memo that was circulated decades ago by a guy named Christopher Vogler. And what it sets forth is kind of the pace of a story. And it's based on Joseph Campbell's book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. It's in every culture. There's sort of these stories that we resonate to. We see it in Shakespeare and the Greek tragedies and such.
Right.
So you can learn from them. And ISIS has learned from them. But the idea that the United States is going to benefit from Hollywood to fight ISIS is really ludicrous. And a lot of experts have commented on it. And my view is that there is a story we need to tell. And that story is victory after victory by the U.S. military and its allies. That's mm-hmm. the story we need to tell, not to have Hollywood, you know, have Spider-Man fight ISIS. That's not going to work.
Exactly. Well, I think it just points to how confused this administration is. I mean, even from the optics alone, James, for John Kerry to meet with Hollywood execs, you know, for strategy on battling, I mean, what experience does that give them? Last time I checked, there's a lot of former flag officers that are absolutely brilliant that I think I'd want to spend more time with.
Exactly.
But of course, they don't have the deep wallets, do they?
No, and they don't have the glamour and the glitter. And he came out here to appear on the Jimmy Kimmel Show at the same time. But you're absolutely right.
Kimmel, he wanted to be with Jimmy Kimmel and Guillermo. Come on, Guillermo's cool. I mean, that'll up his it factor.
But here's the thing. You mentioned the military. PsyOps are part of any battle. We have departments, and many of them are classified, that have worked in the PsyOps field and are experts. And that's who you should meet with. This was a joke meeting. They had discussions about the American brand overseas. And Hollywood, of course, because Chris Dodd was there, brought up internet piracy and strengthening copyright law, which is Hollywood's pet policy.
Mm.
But it was just Kerry writing off having the taxpayers pay for his left coast trip.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All it was. And met with the wrong people. I would have respected him a lot more if he met with screenwriters.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, some creative people that could have done some creative marketing and branding and given them some powerful ideas.
Experts, you know, military PsyOps mm-hmm. experts with him.
Exactly.
That would have been cool. Instead, he brought his aides, and they tried to make the argument to the mm-hmm. press about how valuable this meeting was.
Unbelievable.
And even,
well, James, we're running out of time, James. We want to remind everybody they can go to your website, jameshurston.com.org.
.com.
And you can read it all for yourself and you know,
Newsmax.
Be amused.
Well.
Exactly. And Newsmax.com as well. The one and only James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live.
If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This
wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.